We'll do the whole official thing here.
Do the whole thing. You ready?
Okay.
You started off.
Hello and welcome to The Neighbor Next Door. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, and this is a podcast where we get together with awesome neighbors and friends to talk about the power and importance of neighboring. And I am joined, as usual, by my colleague in neighboring, Adam Barlow-Thompson.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the front porch.
Thanks.
We got a real special guest today.
Yeah, we do.
Today on the front porch, we have Prescott Barlow-Thompson. Say hello, Prescott.
Hello. Thank you, Dad, for introducing me.
You are welcome. So today we have Prescott on the podcast because he listened to a few episodes of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were in the truck when we were listening to him, weren't we?
Yeah.
And you listened to a few of them and you were like, Dad, why am I not on the podcast?
Great question.
And so today we are correcting that mistake.
Yes. And not only are we correcting a great mistake, but you guys had this great experiment.
We did. So you want to tell them what we did?
Okay, so we came up with an idea to make a block party.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. With the trampoline open.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And there was food.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. So there was a couple parts to it. So we first planned it, and we have some audio from the day that we planned it. And so we can play that and let them hear kind of a little conversation about what it was like for us as we came up with it. We were at Mom's church. Mom was working, and we were kind of had some downtime.
Yeah.
And so we went into the resource room,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And we got to use the copy machine.
Yeah, it was super cool. Yeah.
That's right. So Prescott hand wrote the invitation.
Okay.
And then we made copies of it. And so we'll play the audio, let you hear some of that conversation. And then we'll also put a picture of the invitation up because they were pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? We got a block party.
What are you doing?
I'm recording our conversation.
To who?
So maybe we can put it in our podcast.
Okay.
So what do you want to do at the block party?
I think.
Think about our neighbors. What do you think they want to do?
They probably would like to those games that you can play on a piece of paper.
Okay.
We should get out a bunch of pieces of paper and put some games on them, and then people can sit down, eat some food, and play some games.
Do you want to do s'mores like we talked about?
No.
No s'mores?
I mostly just want. Can we invite some kids, the kids over there?
Yeah, we can invite the kids on the next.
That means
on the other
we
block.
Do need to make 15 copies.
Yeah, we'll make enough copies for everybody. Okay.
Some extra in case we accidentally.
So, what are you gonna do with everybody at the party?
Okay, we should. I think there should be the trampoline could be open for the kids to go and jump. Some food and some games.
Okay.
That's the rest.
So do you want to tell them what it's going on your invitation?
What do you mean?
You just want to write food, games, trampoline.
No. I want to say the food.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What food? Then games. And then I want to write the trampoline will be open at the bottom.
Okay. So
food there should be. Hot dogs and soda.
Hot dogs and soda? Okay. It's your party, bro.
O-D. A.
All right.
Okay. Soda.
Okay. Games.
Can we get some choco?
Chalk?
Yeah, hopscotch.
Hopscotch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to say...
Tell me
board games. Just say board games.
You could say, you know what sometimes you do if you don't know what it's going to be?
Hmm.
You can write TBD, which means to be determined. TBD means we'll decide when the day comes.
When it's the party, we'll be get all the games.
Right. And then you want to write that the trampoline will be open?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you think Susan will come jump on the trampoline with you?
No. I mean, the
maybe the kids will, though.
Okay. No, I want to say, like, because, like, sometimes the mats, and, like, sure. they like to jump to all.
To all. Nice. Okay.
And anyone can jump.
Do they need to bring anything?
Let's say you can bring snacks if you want to.
Okay.
And some games.
Great. Perfect. All right. You ready to make some copies of it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Is it going to be a good party? It's going to be a good party.
So we got the invitations ready, and then do you remember when we went and delivered them all?
Yeah, I do.
Tell us about it.
Okay, so we went up to each house. We knocked on their door. If they weren't there, we put them in their mailbox. If they were there, we just handed them to them, and when we were done, we came back.
Right.
Cool.
And the cool part about that was, like, in handing out the invitations, we got to talk to a ton of neighbors who didn't – they didn't make the actual party, mm-hmm. but we still got to connect with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what was their reaction? Like, do you remember – were they, like – excited? Were they mean? What were they like?
They were like, oh, thank you.
Mm.
I might be able to come.
Cool.
Yeah, they were pretty pumped about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we handed those out about a week before. And then the day of, as we were setting up, I got a little more some more audio just from that. And so just a little clip about us preparing for the day. Here's that.
What are we about to do?
Have a party.
Yeah. Tell me what's going to happen at the party.
We're going to have a cookout. You can roast marshmallows.
Yeah. And how are you going to be a good host at the party?
If any kids come, they can just come to the back and jump instead of...
Jump on the trampoline?
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of having to sit with boring grown-ups?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to invite all the kids to
join and you? Maybe bring back some games if people just want to sit on the ground and play games.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like if people are like all sweaty and they want to take a break, they can just go and sit on the ground.
Cool.
Play games.
Okay. Anything else you want to say before we get started?
No.
All right. Let's do this. Party time.
Also, I can't wait that there's going to be music maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. So we had the party. So what did you think of the party, Press?
It was really cool. The disappointment was that the kids couldn't come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. It was just old people, right?
Yeah.
Christopher's shaking his head over there. He doesn't think he's an old person. Do you think he's an old person?
I think now because he's 21.
Oh.
That's the line.
The cutoff. But he did. The trampoline was still open.
Yeah. And Matt, Christopher and Catherine still jumped with me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you not jump?
Yeah, I jumped.
He's my name.
Yeah.
All three of us. I probably jumped less, you know, than other people.
Yeah, them old bones. They can't hold up on that trampoline very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You jumped hard. You jumped for like most of the party.
I did. Yeah.
We just had we have a little like portable fire pit thing. And so we put that in the front yard and we had hot dogs and s'mores, but nobody really cared about it.
Yeah. Well, and other
and
people
brought snacks.
Yeah. People brought
friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Prescott, on our block, how many of the neighbors do you think know you?
I think about half of them, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you think about that?
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool?
And most of them on the left side know me.
Oh, nice.
On the left side. Most of them.
Yeah. So some of What do you think about like getting to know your neighbors? Like some of our neighbors we know better. What do you like, Mary and Susan, Craig? What do you think about getting to know your neighbors? Do you like it? Is it fun? Do you
kind of like it?
What about Matt? He's your neighbor. Do you just kind of like him?
I don't even like him.
Yes, that joke is for sure going into the episode.
I think that's the last time that Matt's jumping on the trampoline then.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for anybody who wants to be a better neighbor?
Bring them something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's good advice. Greet them. And if they're sad, they say don't come. Don't come. Wait till another day.
Yeah. Mm. Respect boundaries of your neighbors.
Yeah.
That's good. What do you love most about your neighbors?
That they're kind, they're helpful, they're friendly. They play with me, and Matt's kind of none of those things.
What? He is all about the dicks on Matt today. For the record, Matt is a very good player.
Christopher is really nice.
Yeah, the other day we were sitting there, and he just out of the blue was like, you know, Christopher's kind, and you and Matt, well, you're just not.
Yeah. And I was like, I agree.
That was your statement. Of course you agree.
Yeah. I mean, look at us. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Hey, Dad, why don't we make my mom come in?
You want mom to come into the episode?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Mom, come on into the episode. You want to share that mic with Prescott?
Let's see.
So
we're welcoming Ashley.
Joining the episode midstream. This is a new one for the neighbor next door.
Yeah.
I want to introduce my wife and
co-parent.
Her name is Ashley.
Can I sit with you? Okay. Hi.
So, Ashley, what, you got questions that you want to ask mom about for the podcast? About neighboring?
Who do you like, me or Dad?
No. Questions about being a good neighbor. This is a neighboring podcast.
I'm here to talk about neighboring today.
I know. Who's your favorite neighbor on our street?
Ooh. That's a good question. I love all of our neighbors, and I feel like I have really special memories with all of them. Like, we do lots of fun things with Susan. She takes you on walks, and we get to hang out with her dog. And Mary always has a goodie for you when we go to her house.
Yeah.
And Mark always watches out for me when you and Dad are gone, like, visiting Pop and Grandma. And Nolan and I always talk on Facebook. So all of our neighbors are really special to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, I think that Matt is very kind.
I disagree. My mom is wrong.
And then Diane taught me this really legit potato salad recipe. So I love all our neighbors. Yeah. Craig fixed our bathroom for us.
Yeah.
What special memories do you have with our neighbors? Like, what's your favorite memory of one of our neighbors, spending time with our neighbors?
Whenever I hang out with Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing that you've done with Susan?
Go on a walk with her.
Go on walks with her by the
river. Dad, why don't we also invite Christopher?
To what?
To be on the podcast.
to join the episode? We're out of mics, bro.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll edit in some Christopher.
Hello, friends. This is Christopher, and I am the editor of this podcast. I am joining you all on the front porch at the special request of Prescott, who, as you've just heard, has invited me onto the front porch. And so I thank you for that, Prescott. Thank you for your desire for all people to have a place on the front porch. And in this case, even the editor of the podcast. So this is very cool. Thank you, Prescott. So during this time, Prescott asked if I would take a little time to also talk about who my favorite neighbor is. Like Ashley, though, I can't choose a favorite. So I'm sorry, Prescott, this might not be the answer you're looking for, but like your mom, I love every single neighbor on our block and on our street, and I can't choose a favorite one. I have so many memories and stories with each of them. They all bring such unique gifts and amazing abilities and talents and passions and songs and jokes and stories, and there's just so much, and I could go on for so long, but I'm going to let you get back to the podcast. I thank you for inviting me on, Prescott. I wanted to come on and share those few seconds with you all, and now I'm going to get back to my editing work. So again, thank you for inviting me onto the Front Porch, Prescott. And listeners, thank you for listening to The Neighbor Next Door. I hope you're enjoying this episode, and as always, happy neighboring.
You know, one thing I think that's really special about our neighbors in your life, not every kid has as many adults who are going to watch out for them and care about them and want to know about their lives. And our neighbors are always wanting to check on you, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
We took Christmas stuff to all the neighbors. Remember that?
Yeah.
And just all of our neighbors, they just are so pumped to see you come up to the door.
Yep.
Yep. You're a good neighbor, man.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So how do you want to end it?
Anything else you want to add to the podcast before we sign off?
Hey Dad, why don't we make a ending question for my mom? That she has to answer. Okay. Who do you like more, me or my dad?
No.
Answer it.
Here's the thing.
You are my most favorite kid in the world, and your dad is my most favorite
kid. Na-na-na, boo-boo. She likes me more.
Your mom's heart is so big that there is a lot of room in there for the both of us.
She likes me more.
And all the neighbors and all these other people, too.
She loves me more.
All right.
Well, this took a turn.
That's the ending question.
That's the ending question.
The ending question. All right. You want to help us with our outro?
What's an outro?
That's the thing that we always say at the end when we tell everybody like goodbye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have to say like thank you for listening to this episode of The Neighbor Next Door.
Yeah.
This podcast is produced by The Neighboring Movement. And to learn more about our work and our, you can visit us on the internet at www.neighboringmovement.org. Prescott, do you like the internet?
YouTube.
Yeah, definitely YouTube.
I think we should say be kinder to your neighbors.
Be kinder to your neighbors.
I
think that's a perfect ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Prescott, thanks for coming on to our podcast.
Yeah.
This has been awesome. People are going to love it.
They are. Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. That's it.
Bye.
Bye. Happy neighboring.
I mean, on the normal podcast, you guys make really good jokes.
Hey, were you recording that?
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Wow.
Yes. Let's see, everybody, just make it be known. Prescott thinks that we're hilarious.
We get good jokes.
I actually think they're terrible.
Yeah. Now that we're recording.
That's not true. Uh-huh.